Welcome to the Profit Talks podcast, hosted by the Orange County Inland Empire SBDC Network, funded in part by the U.S. Small Business Administration and the California Office of the Small Business Advocate. This show is the go-to resource for business owners seeking empowerment, education, and resources to succeed. Join us as we connect you with experts, share the triumphs of fellow entrepreneurs, and reveal the wealth of assistance available to you today to level up your business. So let's go. Let's dive in and learn more. I hope you're hungry, because you're going to be hungry after the show, I guarantee you. We've already been chatting about it for the first few minutes about a new barbecue place, and the pitmaster is here to tell us about it, and my mouth won't stop watering. So let's see if you have the same reaction. Welcome, if you will, to the show, Big J himself. I wonder why they call you Big J.
Hello, hello. How you doing? I'm 6 foot, 300 pounds. Yeah, they call me Big J.
Did you play football? Or
yes, I did. Had a very successful football career and won a lot of championships, but we're diving into barbecue.
So let's dive in first to that background. You come out of high school. You're obviously an athlete. Your arm's about the size of my whole leg here. You're obviously a big guy. And did you get into sports, or you just started doing, you said, anything to make a buck? You work for the city or jobs and tattoos and all sorts of crazy things.
I do a lot of stuff. Entrepreneur spirit. That's
right.
It. I started, I was that troubled youth, and we have our past that we all get with. But you know what? I did play football, and that kind of curved me out and set me straight.
Okay.
And I did a wonderful 3 championships with my high school there.
Let's give a shout out to what high school?
Yeah, Bloomington High School. Go Bruins. And it was funny now, my son's there now. He's a freshman. And we went after that. I went to Chaffee Community College.
Of course.
And I was at Rancho up there.
This is way out, like what we'll call the Inland Empire,
yes.
Way back in Bloomington. I didn't even know where that is. That's like Fontana, Rialto, around that
Riverside,
area.
Yeah. About 8 minutes from downtown Riverside. And okay. I played there and also went on to semi-pro football and
really?
Played that. Oh. Yeah.
Look at you. All right, so you come back and you did what? You said you worked there for the city or the state or something?
Yeah, I worked for several cities, for the city Upland, the city. Shout out to all those guys over there. Riverside, those guys over there.
And what did you do? What did you do?
I worked for the city, and it was the wastewater department. I took care of broken pipes and stuff like that, and I'd fix them in the road. Or I was really good with customer relations and helping people out with the problems. So the biggest things that happened that got wrong, they gave me a call, and I took care of them. But as I was driving by, in the downtown Riverside, I started noting the SBDC, and that's when I kind of seen I want to start my career in barbecue.
All right, look, I got to stop you because
I don't
see that from football. I don't see that from working in wastewater management. Where did this love? Dare I say, I'm probably not the only one. You're a big guy. I'm a pretty guy. I like to eat.
Oh,
you obviously like to eat good food.
So. Definitely.
Was barbecue something that you grew up with? Did your dad barbecue? Did you barbecue yourself? Was this a passion? Everybody barbecues.
Yeah,
a lot
of
guys do, but some do it well and some do it fanatically.
That's it. I could teach you how to do it, but you'd actually have to do it. It started, I guess, with just everybody coming around, the friends, the family, and being at social gatherings, to where I just started cooking for a lot of people. And that kind of just steamrolled into being at other people's parties, and you're like, this guy is,
hey, come on, you gotta do the barbecue. Step aside.
We got the
pit master here. Yeah,
you can't put the sauce on and then throw your chicken on and you're gonna burn it and it's gonna be cold inside. And my wife is just, stay right here, don't help him.
You're just at the party. You don't need to jump in.
So I started just cooking for people, and then my friend goes, a lot of people, this was back in the day with Instagram, they're doing their pop-ups and having people come out and order food and plates. So that's where it started, making $300 for the day and stuff like that.
Okay. I got to tell you, I don't know a lot about I grew up in the Midwest. It's a badge of honor if you can barbecue. I was I got dishonorably discharged from the Midwest because I could not barbecue well to save my life. But my buddies, my friends, that was a source of pride. You go to their house, and they all had a secret sauce and a way to do it. And then they would say, how is it? How is it? And I loved eating it, but I was lousy at making. I wait too long. It would get dry, get burned.
That's the trick.
And yikes, what is this little briquette, this little piece of charcoal that I'm
We've
sorry.
All been there. Don't worry. We've all done it. Yeah.
All right. So I appreciate that. And through the years, then I've watched as barbecuing has grown into an art.
Oh, yeah.
Who's the guy? Guy Fieri or something?
Guy Fieri. Yeah. Yep.
This is now high culinary cuisine. Mm-hmm. Isn't just having fun in your
craft
backyard.
Craft barbecue is what it's turning into, yeah, instead of that classic barbecue.
And there are competitions and giant events, and some of these people are becoming celebrities. And I don't know where Guy Fieri came from, but there's lots of these people out there,
yeah,
winning competitions and doing stuff. Any of that in your plans here?
Yeah.
You want to get that big? Is it that special,
oh, yeah,
what you do?
We actually got something coming up. We're actually getting ready for it. Like right now, as we're speaking, I got briskets on the smoker. I got pork butts smoking right now, sitting low and slow and 250 degrees.
Sitting low and,
yeah,
slow.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, they should be probably being wrapped within the next hour and a half. And then they're ready to go. So, yeah, we definitely...
I'm looking my fingers already here.
We're getting ready for the barbecue season coming up. And that's just the accolades I want within the barbecue world, to make sure that my barbecue is good, but in this realm with these people, is it good?
Yeah.
And then you quickly
challenge
find
yourself,
out
right,
where you're at. We have a couple coming up, and this city of Paris at the California Railway Museum. I think that's coming,
cool,
up next month.
I didn't
on
know
the
there
12th.
Was a railway museum out in
very nice, yeah. Okay. And we did that last year. We also got another one coming up in Norco and in Temecula. And another one in, where's my, let's see, that one, and also in Riverside. It's the,
okay,
21st.
And these are what, competitions,
yes,
or cook-offs,
yes,
or something here, and then they win awards. Mm-hmm. All right, because this is fascinating to me. And I got to ask you, I'm going to go down the rabbit hole for 1 second,
go
and we'll
ahead,
come back,
yeah,
and talk about
let's
your business here. Barbecuing. I lived in different places around the country, and I've seen three or four big barbecue centers. Not necessarily Southern California, I think, but the Midwest has got it, but there's no style. It's, everybody just does their own thing,
yeah,
in my opinion. But you go to Memphis. Oh, my,
mm-hmm,
God. I've been to Arthur Bryant's. Go look that
I've
up.
I've been there in Kansas City.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. In,
yeah,
Kansas City. And it's,
mm-hmm,
in this funky part of town. And they cook,
yes,
it for days. Slow.
You don't know how to order or what you're doing in there. Ah. You've seen the president's pictures up in there.
Yeah.
It's very nice.
Arthur Bryant's. I've been, mm-hmm, there. And then another one was, and that's one style. And it's very, I'll call, sloppy kind of sauce.
Yeah,
and
a little saucy, yeah.
And then I've been to Memphis, and,
okay,
we were just talking about this the other night, oddly enough, and dry rub.
Dry rub, they do it different, yeah.
The Rendezvous is the one there across from the famous Peabody Hotel with the,
nice,
little ducks and everything. And I got some there. I had a layover in Memphis. I didn't live in Memphis. And somebody said, go to this place.
Okay,
my wife,
good,
and I ordered it. Put it on the plane to California, not knowing it would fill up the whole plane with this smell. And people are like, what have you got? And where did you get this? And it was like, and it was good 3 or 4 hours later when we finally ate it,
oh,
and
that's
reheated
the best
it.
Advertising.
It was incredible. But it was dry rub. I'd never seen,
mm-hmm,
that before.
Yeah.
And then Texas barbecue, my daughter-in-law lives. It's a whole other style.
Mm-hmm.
And then
different, yeah.
And then in North Carolina and South,
yep,
Carolina, they're doing what, more pork and red?
Yeah, they do that pulled pork. And,
yeah,
I also been to Georgia, and they had that mustard sauce and stuff,
yeah,
like that. And so I actually got a lot of experience going around the country just when I was younger. And I just wanted to eat. And so I got to – I'm not a snob. I love everybody's barbecue. I'm,
yeah,
not saying, hey, how's this people's barbecue, this people's. I was like, man, it was delicious.
So where does your barbecue fall into that? Anything you're emulating, or are you making up and got your own style here?
I believe –
anything you copy your followers? I'm of this school. I'm of this type.
I'm trying to promote what is Southern California barbecue.
And what is it? I don't.
Everybody moved from the East Coast throughout the hundreds of years and
like
moved
me,
to the West,
yeah,
Coast. My family was from Indiana and over there by Chicago and,
sure,
the South Side.
I'm
Hammond.
From Michigan, mostly.
Okay.
Them, right?
My mother-in-law's from Michigan.
There you go.
And everybody moved this way. So I believe a lot of those tricks, techniques, ended up in the backyard in Southern California, where we just
probably
had that perfect weather. I'm sitting in your studio right now, and you got these beach references,
yeah,
and it looks gorgeous. And I just want to say that's what we have. And what is Southern California barbecue, or California barbecue?
Yeah.
We could say tri-tip. That's what,
okay,
we have. Tri-tip is ours. It's a special piece of meat. It's called the poor man's brisket.
Yeah.
And it's something that we do that sets us apart. More of grilling. Now, barbecue could be a 2-hour conversation that could lead to a fist fight. And I get that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But so anybody,
I'm saying, Arthur Bryant's, they're cooking it over slow,
yeah,
and low for,
right,
days or,
mm-hmm,
something.
And everybody has their different style and their different taste. And that's fine. Because my chicken that I do, hopefully don't taste like this guy's. But I'm spending 14 hours on my brisket. And the chicken that took me an hour, everybody loves. That's besides the point. Everybody loves it and enjoys it, and it brings us together.
So what are you known for? If I said to one of the people who'd sampled your stuff, oh, man, this guy does what? Chicken, pork.
That chicken, man. Chicken, I'm over here trying so hard to perfect my brisket. I'm slaving over the barbecue all night, checking the temperatures, making sure it's just right. And the thing is just the most simplest, best thing that I put. It's got my own rub, everything on there. I grill it up and with maybe within an hour or less. And I serve it real. It's boneless, skinless chicken thighs. Okay. And I kind of sauce it. And I pull it apart just enough to where it's a little chunky, but not just a, it's not traditional like you would do competition barbecue, but it's what I learned. I'm Mexican American. I have the influences from Southern California, so you get to feel that in my barbecue, and it tastes great.
And do they do? I'm not from Mexico, but we adopted a daughter. She's from Mexico, and she'd say like ranchero or something. That's a tradition there, cooking, I think, a bit more spicy. Bits and stuff or something.
Yeah,
really.
Spit style. So we got the ranchera, carne asada. That's what we're talking about, right? And we lay that. And that's what I grew up on cooking. You'd go down to the carne asada, which is the Mexican meat market.
Right.
You go down there and say, hey, you get a little bit of chicken. You get a little bit of the carne asada. You get some guacamole, some salsa, some chips, and some Coronas. And you go to the house. And
it's
you
a party.
That's it, right? And you invite your friends over. And that's where it started, I would say, for myself. And then it looked, I wanted to dive into what is a brisket, what is how do you do ribs,
and how should it be done, not necessarily don't boil them. Okay.
Everybody, please.
A lot of people do. I'm sorry, because it makes it cook faster.
You can't boil in flavor. Let's think about
that. I don't have to sit there as long. It cooks fast.
The smoke goes in, but yeah, that's besides the point, though. And if you do, that's okay, and I'm not blaming you. Do whatever you feel is more comfortable.
But don't listen to me. I got kicked out of the barbecuing world because I would do things as quick as I could just to get it done. I wanted to eat.
People do hamburgers and hot dogs on a grill, and that's considered barbecue. To everybody, leave it open. Yeah.
So clearly you got a passion for this.
A passion, definitely.
And clearly you, so at some point you said, working for somebody, because cities, that sounds like a good gig, good benefits, steady work to get laid off or whatnot here.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about laid off. I worked myself up to the crew lead, and I had the highest certs I can get.
See?
And awesome guys there where I was at in Riverside. I want to shout out to them. Everybody in Riverside, the city workers there, you know, those guys, it's a very thankless job. And maybe that was it, because you're just fixing emergencies, waking up at night, being on call. But now barbecue, I get to be a part of anniversaries, weddings.
And they smile when they see you. They don't go, God, it's broken, get over there.
And I'm the first one on site back then. So when they would get me, they're yelling at me, hey, you city guy. Now it's a whole different feel.
Interesting.
And now I get to be a part of special events, and then go up to them and see them just eating. And when it gets quiet around food sometimes, that's a good thing, because everybody's enjoying it.
Yeah.
And they're quiet eating their meal. And then after that, I go and ask everybody, hey, what did you love? And everybody loves my wife's macaroni and cheese. She hates making it because she does it so good. She messed up because she's got to make it, right?
She's going to make it.
Yeah. She's at the house.
So now you got a wife, though, and friends and family and other people, and they're like, Big J, you got a big job. Why are you going to give it up and for just a big dream? Why give this up and do this full test? So you test the water and do a side thing on a side gig.
Yeah. Life puts you in a situation to where you wanted to be. This is where I wanted to be in life. I was the guy who was always the side hustler, even though I had my city job. I did concrete side jobs. I was raised doing concrete.
You said you even did tattooing.
Tattooing to make a dollar, t-shirts and airbrushing. It was that was the entrepreneur spirit that my dad taught me as a concrete contractor.
Okay.
And then I got off track there. So
I'm looking for a reaction. When you finally say to your family, this isn't just a side hustle, make a couple hundred bucks. I'm all in.
Interesting story. I actually left to the city of Pomona to be the boss of the wastewater department.
See? Yeah.
And 4 months later, without any explanation, they said, see you later. And we parted ways. I don't think anything wrong happened. I heard that the same thing happened for the boss that happened before me. He gave me a call. You know what? Sometimes you leap with faith and sometimes you get pushed. And nothing negative with those guys over there. Thank you for that opportunity and everything.
So rather than go to another city and do the same thing, you said maybe this is the moment that I've been waiting for. Maybe I needed this push. Maybe this is the time to test my wings and try it out here.
That's it. I let my wife do her dream. She wanted to be a child development and be a preschool teacher, and I let her go to school and do that stuff. We did. I didn't let her.
But
she went. Yeah.
So you supported that. Mine. Maybe it's a little return
time. Exactly. Yeah. So she goes and supported me and says, let's dive into this, though. And I ain't gonna lie, I went and cashed my retirement out, my 457, and I put faith into it that says, I'm gonna do this.
Is it an expensive business? Do you have a retail store?
Or? No, I don't. Hopefully one day we can. So what we do is on-site catering. We do corporate and residential catering. Okay. So we set up through the SBDC, and so I have all my paperwork done, and they help me get together to the point I am now to where I could go and help and cater events anywhere around Orange County, L.A.
And that's another thing I didn't see as a kid. If you wanted to cook, you had to go get a restaurant. You had to go get a physical location hope people. Not anymore. Mm. Some of the best cooks, some of the most famous notarized notary, whatever the thing is.
Yeah.
The ones that people are talking about are these food trucks everywhere.
And or I'm people not there yet, but I'm getting to that point to where I'm catering just private events. In downtown Riverside, there's the Chicano Art Museum, the Cheech, and Alter.
Beautiful place. Yeah, Cheech Marin from Cheech and Chong.
I haven't met him yet, but I'll hopefully.
Supposedly he hangs out there a lot because he's very committed to that.
He's got to smell my barbecue and try it. So we went down there, and Altura, the credit union that's a part of the city around there, hired me for the rest of the year. And actually gave me a $10,000 business grant to help me out. Kudos to Altura. Thank you guys for all you've done. And actually gave me $500 before that to help me with my barbecue competitions. So where do we hear a bank that actually gives you money?
Banks are evil and
they
bad.
They gave me
whatever.
Money. No, these guys are great. They're great. That helped me join the Chamber of Commerce, helped me upgrade all my equipment and give it that elegant feel and look. So you could get that traditional backyard barbecue, but with that upscale feel and look.
And one of the things I've seen as I'm going showing my age here again, I'm in my late 60s, is how comfort food has come back in fashion.
It used
to be when I was a kid, you only ate comfort food at home, burgers and hot dogs, meatloaf, barbecue. That was home.
Nothing
food.
Wrong with any of those.
And then you went to a restaurant, it had to be something fancier you
That's
couldn't
it,
get anywhere
yes.
else. A French food or Italian food or something.
Mm-hmm.
I go to the fanciest restaurant, they got barbecue. They got, in fact, there's one, if you haven't checked it out, I'll give another shout out to another joint.
Oh, let me
Heritage
know.
Barbecue down in San Juan Capistrano. Tell everybody said they won a Michelin star recommended for one or something.
So to do that in the barbecue world is they're the leaders that have shown where barbecue has gone.
Exactly.
Gone. So I actually went down there with my Aunt Liz over here in Irvine, and we had to took her down there, and Uncle Jim and everybody. Shout out to y'all.
Shout out to everybody.
Yeah, family. And we went down there, and beautiful spot right across from the mission there.
Yeah,
and so they actually got that accolade for the barbecue that shows where we're going with this.
I think that's
so it's
why
not
I bring
that
it up,
traditional,
yeah.
but it's more artisanal. And I'm not saying it's all weird and looks different or anything else. It's just a
craft barbecue.
Yeah, it's barbecue.
It's like craft beer.
Exactly.
It's like
there you go.
This isn't just Budweiser anymore, folks.
Definitely.
This has got some special flavor to it that you can only get. A one of a kind stuff here. And I think that's what the world appreciates. Whether you're rich or poor, people want good tasting stuff, not the bland generic stuff
that
I grew up with. All right, so all of that, I see the passion.
Yeah.
I see how you jumped into it. Tell me about the SBDC's part of it. This is, after all, sponsored by the SBDC, the Small Business Development Centers.
Shout out to you guys. You guys are awesome, and thank you for everything you guys done.
You met the great, is it Jay Ellis, I think his name is?
I'm going to say Jay.
Jay, okay. Jay, everybody knows him as Jay.
I just say it.
Jay's been on the show. Go look up his interview before.
Awesome.
And Jay talks about his many years in the back of the house, in the front of the house, in big restaurants and chains and or little restaurants.
I've got to check that episode out, definitely.
He's done this a lot. And he's a big guy, too. And he, funny guy, very funny guy. And always wins awards. I think there's 10 centers in the SBDC.
Wow.
He's always one of the most recognized people out there because of the work he does, from mom and pop startups to major big chains and restaurants, how he helps them grow and get started and then grow.
Yeah.
Tell me about that journey of meeting Jay and what he did for you.
Yeah, let me tell you a quick second here. Jay, I actually went there and said, hey, what do I do? I went to the SBDC and went online. And then
I just walked in?
No, there was a telephone number, I think. And then they called in and you came in and said, what do you want to do? Oh, I want to do concrete. I want to do barbecue. She's focusing on one and let's go.
Yeah.
Finally hooked up with Jay. And Jay, I would talk to him about every 2 weeks. And he would follow the bouncing ball. And by the time
I bet it was bouncing. I'll do
that.
No, I'm was here.
By each Zoom meeting, I would have all my paperwork, my EIN number, my insurance.
Employee identification
all
number.
That, all that. Yeah. Stuff, right? So he was the one who was the catalyst who helped me start it and said.
And did you know what you didn't know? Did you know you needed to do all these things? Or were you like, oh, I got to do that? Oh, I got to get this? Oh, okay. How do I do that?
I realize how much I don't know.
Yeah.
And I'm that person, ChatGPT and all that stuff, man, it's awesome for me because I know what I don't know, and that's okay. So I needed to go to an expert. Right. I needed someone to mentor me or something like that. And that's how I look at him. And actually others, too. There's also, let me see, Edgar and Giovanni, and those people through the SBDC have helped me out.
Great
also,
team out there in the Riverside
awesome
office. Awesome
people. And each thing that I need help with, Jay, he helps me in my all the food part of that. Edgar helps me with my social media, my Google, yeah. Helped me with my website. And Giovanni, she's helping me get in all my accounts together with my money, realizing
Quick
the way.
QuickBooks and everything.
Wave app, yeah.
Yeah.
And so
it sounds like you got some grants along the way. I don't know if they helped guide you towards
anything. I haven't done that yet.
You said you got a grant from Altura.
I did that, yeah, because that was just more of a grounds feel, and I seen it pop up in an email, and I just went for it.
Because I think there are, and that's something you should investigate. There are other grants and programs.
I want to now. Yeah,
cities are supporting startups and businesses. This is where they see the growth. All right, so how long did the ride take, and where are we at in the process?
You've about been doing 2 years. I think on the 15th, we could count it up for Big J's Barbecue being 2 years old.
Woo-hoo, there we go.
Official business. We started like those guys everywhere in the empire. You hear about the taco carts on the side of the road.
Yeah.
I did that for a minute, and I wanted to do it. With
for
the,
a minute.
Yeah, I did. We had to make the hustle and then bring in the money for the house. That's the idea of it, the old entrepreneur spirit, to bring in if it's a dollar or $20.
Still the same dollar.
That's it. And so I wanted to do it and get my paperwork right and insurance. That way I could go to the school district or a city or the county or some of these nonprofits that I'm actually doing more business with. I think the Economic Resource Center in Palm Desert hired me to do the ribbon cutting ceremony.
How about that?
Also, we did a couple more for the SBDC and the Studio 5 in downtown San Bernardino. Mm-hmm. Got to meet some people. And it's just awesome. They kept me in that wheelhouse and I got to help other people to
so
where
it was more than just they gave you some ideas and said go do it. They helped you do it, and now they're helping
so
you
much.
Continue to bring business your way or attract business your way and stuff here.
Yeah, and if you go online, they have all these programs that are helping you. You just click one that you might need that kind of suits that. They just had a Foodie Friday to where if you go to these classes and you'll set up a booth in Menifee out way out there by Temecula. Yeah. And it was a nice event. Everybody came up as food vendors and whatever vendors they did, candles or whatnot. And they helped all these people that were just barely starting that 10x10 booth of whatever. They're doing, and they got the opportunity to showcase it. And what's cool is on there it said "Think like a boss," and that was a real cool tagline. That kind of tagline.
I'm going to play this for my son-in-law, who's Hispanic, who's worked in a bank his whole life.
Yeah,
and keeps saying, "Can I do something that's my baby, that's my thing?"
You sure can.
And I'm like, "What is it?" And he's like, "I got a few ideas. I'm not really sure. It could
Let
be
me talk to
good.
Him for a second.
I think so.
Can do it. You just try and follow your dream. Follow whatever it is. No matter how hard it is, it's not going to be easy, but you know what? It'll be worth it in the long run. So if he feels like it, go for it.
And do you work more or less now that you work for yourself?
I work no matter what. I'm a guy who will take a sick day off to go to work. Okay, so I have that in me that sets me apart from probably different people. My dad taught me that entrepreneur spirit to where I don't care if you're working San Diego or San Fernando, you got to go get that concrete job. You got to go make that money. And you actually, this is a weird world in the concrete because you had to call everybody for jobs.
Yeah.
So there wasn't no, hey, 9 to 5. You had to really scrape.
That's what I was getting at. Too many people, you work in the city, I'm assuming it's a 9 to 5 kind of thing. So I go home, I don't think about it. I open a beer or whatever.
Nothing wrong with that. Awesome.
But this is a different lifestyle. You're always thinking about it. You're always worrying about it. You're always wondering. And that can be maddening if you're not that type of person.
Oh, yeah.
Or it can be inspiring, can be exciting,
definitely.
Can be endlessly fulfilling here.
All that wrapped up. Yeah, and I would say one person came up to me and he says, Jason, you're doing okay. Can I ask you, what was like a success? People come into you and ask you a question.
Because I want to know, my son-in-law would, he'd say, can you,
honestly,
not just
not
can you do
an answer that you might want.
Okay.
I had to deal with my traumas in my own mind and my life to move forward. There's a guy called Bedros. He's a famous, he has his shows on Spotify and everything. Mm-hmm. And I listened to him and he's, you got to deal with your trauma. How successful of a business owner are you going to become? And I'm not saying everybody has problems or anything like that.
Oh, we
but
all
if
do.
You do, let's take care of them. That way, that emotional stress that we do carry in that baggage, let's let some of that go. And if I could tell you a second, we could go around. I had problems as a youth. I went to county jail. Mm-hmm. And from there,
I didn't want to push on that, but
no,
that's
okay.
Yeah.
This is part of my story, and some people say don't tell it.
Oh,
I actually went to the occupational program in the county jail and got a 6-month certificate for culinary arts. Isn't funny?
Good for you.
20 years later, unbeknownst to me, that actually helped me.
And you broke the pattern. Whatever the pattern was, whatever the emotional, mm-hmm. I don't know, whatever the issues are
that brought
you there, somewhere along the way you could have stayed in that rut, that world. I hear it all the time. Mm-hmm. We do a show with the Hispanic Chamber. They're bringing people all the time. They're bringing this one guy one time. He was a big optometrist now. He's all gang tattooed up. And he said, at one point, I got out of jail and I was ready to rob a store until I saw a sign for optometry. And I thought, maybe there's another path. I never thought there was another
path.
That's
cool. I like that.
And all of a sudden, he's an optometrist and he's got stores.
Hey, man.
And he keeps the tattoos, all the little teardrops and all the other stuff they put all over their face.
And he needs some glasses. And he's there. I'm trying to help you out.
And I thought, what a story. Just one, he saw one flyer on one thing. It was actually, he saw it on the day he was getting ready to rob another store. And he saw this flyer up. And he thought, maybe I'll put the gun down and try something else today here.
There it is. That actually goes right into what I was going to tell you right now, that I have a whole thing that I want to tell people, that your past isn't your future.
Wow. Say that again. Because too many of us think it is.
Yeah.
I'm locked.
Your past isn't your future. Look at me. I was that guy who went to jail and was a knucklehead. Now, I'm not saying go do a bunch of stuff and mess up in life, but stuff just happens, okay?
Yeah.
Don't be the person messing
up. And you can, too many of us think, good or bad, this is my life. This
yes.
is what I'm stuck with.
And you could change it.
You can change it.
It's hard, and you might have to deal with a couple things, but once you do and you start moving towards the direction of what you're already thinking, then it works out okay.
You're living proof of that. Big J, thanks for sharing a big story and being big honest with us here.
Oh, yeah.
I love the fact that you started this business. I'm loving it more that it's working. And I really love it when I try some of the food. I got to try some of this sometime.
Oh, tomorrow we are serving it. Check my Instagram at Big J SoCal BBQ. BIGJ'S SoCal BBQ. We're serving up plates tomorrow over in Bloomington. We're selling 2-meat, 3-meat, 4-meat combos. We got brisket, tri-tip, chicken. We got all that good
and
stuff.
And how do they see if they want to follow you on social media and other places? Websites, social media, where do I go? Where do I? If I can't make it all the way out there, any other places? You talked about Palm Desert. I go out there sometimes.
Yes, those competitions. We will be serving food vending in Paris, Norco, Temecula, Riverside, and I'm looking to do more events. I'm getting Huntington Beach. I want to come out here for they're having a rib festival coming up pretty soon that I want to be a part of. So I go all over. It's interesting. I go to Anaheim, downtown LA. I'm actually going to serve some chicken in San Diego. They want a plate of chicken for, I guess, the women are having their bachelorette party. And there's hired some chicken.
Gotta get Big J to come out here.
We've been to Palm Desert and in Yucca Valley, so we love to go everywhere.
So give me a website or social media. What do I look up?
Big J SoCalBBQ.com or at all those that's tagged on there, Big J SoCal BBQ. It's J'S, so the letter J'S.
Big J SoCal BBQ.
There it is.
Found it everywhere. We're going to see it everywhere here. Thank you. I hope you come back again at your next anniversary of 2 years and tell us how it's even gone bigger. You won some competitions.
Oh, I'd love
now you're
that.
Bottling your own sauce.
Yes,
the new show is coming. The Big J show is going to be on the Food Network. And
hopefully, yes.
Who knows where this thing is.
Let's put it in the air. Let's do it.
Let's throw it out there and just
yes,
see
sir.
What happens. All right. Love it. Thanks so much. Big J's SoCal Barbecue right here. As we conclude another episode of the Profit Talks podcast, we hope we've empowered your entrepreneurial spirit. Reach out to us to connect with our experts, and let's take your business to the next level. Keep those dreams alive, keep pushing forward, and stay tuned for more. And if you liked what you heard in today's podcast and you want your business to reach new heights, just contact us at profittalkspodcast.org or call us at 1-800-616-7232. That's 1-800-616-7232. So until next time, keep thriving.